When things fall apart, it's our responsibility as a new generation to try and piece them back together. Welcome to Things Fall Together, a podcast hosted by three literature lovers in Nairobi that explores the intersection between literature, life, culture, and community. Join us on our journey as we attempt to shed light and mull over issues that impact our lives visibly and most invisibly. We speak out and discuss our views and the views of those in our community, anchoring our conversations on literature, which is truly the window of the society.
Hello everyone, I'm Wadoni.
And I'm Shiba.
And I'm Wendy.
Welcome to
Things Fall Together.
Now, today on Things Fall Together, we want to switch things up a bit. Mm-hmm. We want to keep it fun, we want to keep it lively, and we want to play a game, so we have our stacks ready. So, Wendy, take it away.
Yes, so I want us to play a game. It's a common game. Uh-huh. It's called Kiss, Marry, Kill. Mm-hmm. But normally you play it with celebrities or people, mm-hmm. and you're given a list of names and choose who, out of this list, who would you kiss, marry, or kill.
Yeah.
So the kiss is a nice, friendly, short-term relationship fling. With somebody.
A fling.
A fling.
That's a
relationship.
It's an entanglement.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
the marry, of course, is a lifetime commitment.
Uh-huh.
And the kill goes without explaining.
Mm.
It's that's all.
Yes.
So more.
Yeah.
Let's start with your kiss.
Okay. So the book I picked for my kiss, the one I want to get into an entanglement with, mm-hmm. is My Sister, the Serial Killer by Oyinka and Brathwaite. This book is about two sisters. One of them called Ayola, who is pretty, who is, you know, sassy, gets all the boyfriends, mm-hmm. and the sister Korede, who is actually the protagonist and the narrator in the book, mm-hmm. is more chill. She works as a nurse. But now the twist is Ayola keeps killing her boyfriends.
Is that the nurse?
No, the pretty one, the sassy.
Oh, really?
Yes, the sassy girl keeps killing the boyfriend. So she's sort of a serial killer.
Oh, okay.
And the sister Korede, who is more pragmatic, has to help her cover up
murders.
The murders. So that includes cleaning up the murders. And you know what? Blood, I guess, is thicker than water. It doesn't matter what your sisters do. You're sort of, I don't know. I don't think I believe that out there. I don't know if you would come up for your sisters when they kill. But I mean, the reason I am kissing this book, or I want just a short entanglement, is it was humorous. It's a book that you can actually finish in one sitting. The writing is very easy, but then that's it. You don't get anything other than it's a light read. And I laughed,
yeah.
You know,
funny, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, it's light, it's easy to read, but then that's it. You don't feel like it's giving. It's not a book that gives. Mm. It's a book that just, it's one of those books I would recommend if you're in a slump, if you're in a reading
okay.
slump,
mm.
and you just want something to pick you up.
Yeah.
But you don't, you know, it's not one of those ones that will have you sitting and thinking, oh my God,
yeah.
What is the meaning of life? You know, this is not a book that will have you thinking about what life is about.
Yeah.
So enjoy it, but then don't commit. Do I want a long-term relationship, a commitment with my sister, the serial killer? No.
Yeah.
Entanglement is just suits me just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about you, Shiba?
My kiss.
Yes, your kiss.
So. For my kiss, I'd like to thank you. You didn't say kiss once, right?
Changing up the rules.
Could I kiss her many times?
Kiss her however you want.
Few months.
A situationship.
Yes. Definitely. This is a situationship with House of Stone by Nogueira Rosa Chuma. And this book. This book is about a young man called Zamani who is looking for his place in the world.
Yeah.
He's looking for his place in a family. He the way his history is he hasn't had a family for his 24 years.
Okay.
And he's looking for a family. He's looking for people to love him.
To belong.
He's he's looking to belong. And so unfortunately, or is it fortunately for the story? Oh, fortunately for the story, Zamani is a little crazy.
Ooh, a little.
Just a little mad.
We're using the term lightly, right? Very light.
So he want you feel like you are complicit in his madness, and you just want him to just take it a little further.
Yes.
He does some crazy things, some things that you really do not want a family member to be doing those things. To your family. But he, the way the story is brought out, the way Novio writes this story, I think is genius.
Because
every page, it's a page turner, and she surprises you with the how she brings out the details with the stories. I mean, when you're just thinking you have seen enough, things have gotten deep enough, things have gotten sad enough.
Yes,
she brings out more.
Zamani pulls another trick.
Zamani pulls another stunt.
It's
getting better. It keeps getting better.
The people there. If you have any plot protagonist.
Exactly. And the reason maybe we are saying it keeps getting worse is because it talks about something that happened in the early 1980s in Zimbabwe. This is what Nogueira is writing about.
Ukurahundi, which was the state-sanctioned genocide.
Which actually meant the Ukurahundi was. From the meaning of this statement, you will know that this doesn't turn out to be a good thing, because Ukurahundi means the rain that washes the chaff before.
So a
cleansing.
Okay, I see. Okay, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So if you're talking about tribes and we're talking in, you know, Africa, and there's cleansing, you know, it gets bloody.
Yeah.
It gets violent,
and
it gets it's full of heart.
Yeah.
Full of. It touches you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the reason I really loved it, this book, because this is a book that every time you read, you find something about it that you want to keep kissing.
So are you committing?
So I'm not committing. I'm not committing. It's just too deep. It's too deep for commitment.
You know that guy who's just like,
yeah, too much. Like you can't.
You can only take them in small doses.
Small doses. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's House of Stone.
All right. Cool.
Yes.
Fair enough. Okay, right. Wendy.
For me, my. Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I've selected a collection of short stories by the name of What It Means When a Man Falls from the Sky by Leslie Neka Arima.
Mm-hmm.
So the author won the Kane Prize in 2019.
Yes, 2019.
And when you read this collection of short stories, you can see why. These stories explore various themes from love, belonging, identity, and they're told in a very different styles, and the one that stuck with me the most was the magical realism. There's a story there, the title story, that reimagines Africa in the future, and even has scenes where Africa is a host of refugees from other continents, economic refugees. So the book is very diverse because, of course, each story deals with a different matter, has different characters, and that's why I'm going to kiss the book, because as with short story collections, you always feel uprooted from one world into the next.
Yeah.
And so as you're just trying to come to terms with what you just read, you have to be introduced to yet a whole host of characters, a whole host of issues. So
you can't get comfortable.
Yes.
So that's and you can't fully commit.
Yes. You cannot. They move on too fast.
Yeah. True.
That's Leslie. What it means when a man falls from the sky by Leslie Nekarima.
My
kiss.
Oh, I love your choice.
Yeah. That sounds like that boyfriend that runs hot and cold.
I know, right?
Yeah. That's actually a good description for your kiss. Hot and cold. You don't know whether you're loving it, whether you're hating it.
Yeah, you're hero.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So I think now we can move into long-term healthy relationships.
Long-term commitments. Mm-hmm. I am a commitment person. I love commitments.
Oh, okay.
And the book I want to commit to and love for the rest of my life, live together happily as wife and book, is The Odd Drift by Namwali Sapel from Zambia. Okay. You guys, I mean, just look at the size of this book.
Oh, yes.
Just the size itself tells you that this book requires patience
and commitment.
Yeah. You know, and that's the recipe for a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah.
Now, The Odd Drift is... Namwali in this book reimagines Zimbabwe's past, present, and future.
Yeah.
You know, it is... it's such an expansive book.
Mm-hmm.
It spans over 120 years. Mm-hmm. It is multi-generational.
Mm-hmm.
It consists a multiplicity of subplots,
mm-hmm.
multiple genres,
yeah.
so many characters.
Yes.
You know, it's so wholesome.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and it's divided into three parts. So we have the grandmothers,
mm-hmm.
we have the mothers, and we have the children.
Yeah.
And for every section, for every of them, you know, the mothers, the grandmothers, and the children,
mm-hmm.
there's a different genre that encompasses that generation.
Wow.
You know, and when I was reading this book, I felt, you know, it's giving you everything. It's giving you historical fiction.
Yeah.
It's giving you magical realism.
Yes.
It's giving you sci-fi. It's giving you sci-fi because it reimagines a future Africa.
Yeah.
You know, where there are drones. Ooh. And the most exciting thing is that there's a Greek chorus that is recited by a swarm of mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
This book is life.
Oh.
If you have not read this book, please read it.
Yeah.
And you know, Namwali does such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Every sentence, it's a huge book, but you know, as I was reading this book, I felt like every sentence has a purpose.
Yeah.
All the characters, you know, even the secondary characters, the tertiary characters, who you think, oh, they were just mentioned in the story, just to push it.
Uh-huh.
You know, in later chapters when they come back, you sort of see how everything ties in together.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful, and it speaks to the genius that is Namwali. So if I were abandoned in an island and I had to read just one book for the rest of my life, The Old Drift. Please marry me. That's my pick.
So my pick has some similarities with yours.
Mm. It's
another big book.
Yeah.
And it's also multi-generational.
Okay.
Yeah. So this book, Girl, Woman, Other,
mm-hmm.
by Bernardine Evaristo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's about, it has very many characters,
mm-hmm.
and these characters bring out different issues when it comes to women.
Mm-hmm.
And it spans, it also brings out the LGBTQ community,
mm-hmm.
as well as the straight people. Now, I'm just going to
use straight people.
The others. Yeah. So I'm just going to read what
this is Welcome to Britain, and to very different people, mostly women, mostly black, who call Britain home. It teems with life, crackling with energy. So this book follows them across the miles and down the years, looking looking at their lives and what they're going through. And what I really loved about this book, just as it says, girl, woman, other. Every woman, whether you're a girl, you're a woman, whether you don't, if you don't feel you belong in any of this, this is still your book. You find a story in here. It is a story for every woman. And I think it's a story that this book is important. It's a book that every woman should read, and not just every woman, even men who want to get some perspective on how women think. Who want to get some perspective and understand the things that women are going through as they are growing from children to adults, the things they're going through through their careers, as they are trying to find themselves. This is the book. And it talks about not just those, you know, very serious issues, but also it goes into women's sexuality. And I think that is a very important thing, because women's sexuality is such a taboo topic that is not usually covered, is not talked about. And so the way this book brings it out is it's light, but also, you know, makes you think, you know. One of the stories in this book is talking about an older lady who has an affair, I would say, spanning over some years with her son-in-law. So it's racy, it is fun, it is serious, it is a perfect book that you can get into every day over the years. You can keep coming back to it, and because of the different elements that it has. So that's why I love it.
Definitely a keeper.
Committing.
You are
giving me major FOMO with this book. No good reason why I have not read one other. But you can trust that I am going to read it. It's in my TBR. I have a growing stack. Read it. Has just moved up.
Yes, what's yours?
Mine, Mari, is this other big book, small print, by Manon James. The book is titled A Brief History of Seven Killings. So the book, first of all, as you can see, it's big. I think that's something we have in common.
We love the big book.
If you're going to commit.
It better be worth your while. You're committing for life.
So 700 pages of small print. The book basically reimagines Bob Marley's attempted assassination and starts from there and events surrounding it. So you will see him referred in the book as a singer, and a lot of characters feature in this book. There are so many characters, about 70 plus, and about many of them get, not many of them, like about half get to tell their stories. So the book moves from one narrator to another to another. And the language changes over time, which is something fun, because as you get familiar with this voice, then you get reintroduced into another
one.
So it's split into five sections and spans across various continents. It moves from Jamaica to the US. There are bits also in Latin America. It touches on politics, on violence, on belonging, on love, on ambition. It's a very expansive book.
And there's definitely more than seven killings.
There are more than seven killings. There are a lot more killings, because the violence is a lot. So then at the end of the book, then you have to ask yourself, because I remember when I was reading it, I kept thinking, who are the seven killings? Okay, yeah. I'm on number 15. So what does the title say?
Yeah.
But that's your homework.
Yeah.
Read the book and find out why it's titled.
No spoilers.
A brief history of seven killings.
You have to ask yourself, who are the seven?
Yeah. So I definitely would marry this book for the reasons that I've stated.
Long term.
Yeah. It gives you a lot of diversity.
Mm.
It sheds light into Jamaica's politics around starting from the 40s all the way to the 70s, and how it's told, it's an apologetic. The patois.
Yes. Oh yes.
You have to, when you read the patois, you have to read it in that Jamaican accent.
Yeah, man.
Language. I mean, the patois really endeared me to this book.
Yes.
Because it's an apologetic in that sense.
Yes, Wagwan.
Urban selector.
Yeah.
It stays true to the characters in that sense.
Yeah.
So please pick it up.
Yeah.
You won't regret it.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on about this book.
Yeah, this is long term commitment.
Definitely.
I'm sold. I'll pick it up.
Please do, Shaba. You'll regret it.
Yeah.
Ooh, ladies.
Now, let's switch gears.
Yes, we're switching gears and we're talking about, I mean, we're moving from a high to
a low.
A low, low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to kill anyone unless you're Ayola in My Sister the Serial Killer. But we're being forced to kill certain books. Mm-hmm. So these are the books that shouldn't have been published. These are the books that are going in the naughty corner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. But disclaimer, these are personal opinions.
And the opinions expressed hereby.
Yes, and we might not even share in each other's opinions.
Oh, yes. Most certainly, yeah.
I can already peep some.
Yeah, some selections and you're like, no, I'm not agreeing.
Okay.
So for me, the book that goes into the naughty corner is this one, Hold, by Michael Doncor, which is such a shame because, I mean, look at that cover.
So pretty.
The cover is,
the girl is
so, so pretty.
Yeah.
But the book is just like, ugh. So, Hold, which is also published in, is it the US or the UK?
In the US,
US as House Girl, is about Belinda, who is a house girl in Ghana.
Yes.
Well behaved. She follows all the rules. And she moves to London to live with this family. And she befriends a girl called Emma.
Yes.
You know, and as they begin their friendship, you can now start, as they become closer, you can start seeing how, you know, past hearts and secrets unravel. And the premise is so interesting, right?
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
It sounds interesting.
Where does it go wrong?
And the cover looks very good, but the delivery was just very off-putting.
Yeah.
The language, the writing style was completely off.
Yeah.
You know, the author sort of throws in two words. Like, reading the book, you could probably tell this book hasn't even been written by someone who speaks Tui, or somebody who's struggling to situate the book in a Ghanaian sort of setting.
I see.
And you know, and by doing that, you're throwing in a couple of words that completely seem out of place. I mean, I'm not Ghanaian, but I could tell this just didn't.
It's not gelling.
It didn't gel. It didn't feel like it fit. And so the writing style itself becomes the first barrier. For me, that became the first barrier. And if I'm not gelling with how the story is being told, then it's very hard to get into the story. So this is one of those books that I tried a couple of times. I ended up not finishing the book.
Yeah.
I don't regret not finishing. You know, we always feel guilty when we don't finish books.
Know.
But they're just those books that will look pretty on your bookshelf because the cover was pretty. But I would not recommend this book to anyone. If there's anybody who's ever finished this book,
Tell us.
Yes. Tell us.
Yes.
I want to talk to you. I want you to explain to me and teach me how to read it. So that's my cue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I already saw you guys evil eyeing.
Yes.
Selection. Your side eyes are noted. Now,
my fascination.
My kill is A General Theory of Oblivion by Jose Eduardo Agualusa. Now,
this book?
After I read this book, we had read this book for our book club,
mm-hmm.
yeah, bookish people. And at that meeting, when we were discussing it, that's when I realized that you need to learn a little, for some books, or maybe all books, you need to know a little more about the author,
uh-huh.
for you not to judge a book too much.
Mm. Too harshly.
Yeah, harshly, you know. Because when I was approaching this, I think my expectations were too high.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to learn about Angola.
Mm-hmm.
I had never read any book from Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I didn't know much. You know, sometimes when you're reading, there's information that is out there about
mm-hmm.
some countries, but not really so much about other countries. And
yeah.
Angola is one of those countries that if you're not going to look for that information,
yes.
you're unlikely to it won't be in your face. You
yes.
know?
True.
Yeah. And so I was looking forward to reading this book and learning about Angola,
mm-hmm.
and especially because this book, it
mm-hmm.
talks about, it starts on the eve of Angolan independence,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. yeah, and then it delves into that 30 years after independence,
mm-hmm.
and this has always been an interesting topic for me,
yes.
because there's a lot that a country goes through and a country learns
mm.
from independence to, you know, after
yeah,
and the years that succeed and after that. That transition is
yeah.
really something that has been an interesting topic for me.
Yeah.
And I thought this book was going to be awesome because of the issues it
yeah.
is, it's talking about. But unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
I think because number one, it could be because it's a translation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a
yeah.
Portuguese to
yeah.
English translation.
What is the book about?
The book is about this lady, Ludo,
mm-hmm.
who on the eve of independence, she breaks herself into this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And now you hear about what's happening. This
Ooh.
After independence,
uh-huh.
this whatever is happening. You hear it from her,
uh-huh.
who is also hearing it from a radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she barricades herself
yeah,
in the house.
Exactly.
Stays in the house for 30
yeah.
years.
Yeah, so you know like
okay.
what you're going through right now,
mm-hmm.
COVID, where you cannot leave the house.
Yeah.
So she actually goes through something like that,
mm-hmm.
where she can't leave the house, but by choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She barricades herself inside, and it's because she also had gone through some trauma in her past
mm-hmm.
that makes her agoraphobic. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so she really
oh.
cannot go outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that really affects her.
Yeah.
So, you know, so because of having to learn about, hear the story
from
a third party,
uh-huh.
Who's also hearing from radio.
It's like a broken telephone,
exactly.
right?
Yeah. It's like there's something lost in between.
Yeah,
you're not getting the true picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not really getting the true picture of Angola. What is, how is Angola like? And also because the person writing the story
mm-hmm.
is not really also probably aware or
in the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they also are foreigners in this country.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ludo is a foreigner
okay.
in Angola. And so she doesn't really know where Angola is coming from, what Angolan people are really
the dynamics
around this independence.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much that is lost, not
mm-hmm.
only in translation.
In narration.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I just feel dissatisfied with the whole book.
Okay.
And so that is why I would like to kill it. And I mean, I'm not taking away from the fact that this writer took his time to write this book.
Yeah.
And, you know, for it to get to people, to be able to read it, it's a whole process.
Yes.
And, you know, we thank you for that. We appreciate that. It's just that there was a lot that was lost in
yeah.
translation and narration. And
okay,
so,
yes.
That is why I'm just giving a single shot. I don't want to torture.
Just one bullet.
Naughty corner.
I remember enjoying the book,
mm-hmm.
but I'm finding, from your explanation, I'm
yeah.
finding it hard in my head
uh-huh.
to find a way to defend it.
but I wouldn't want to kill it still.
And now, the
yeah.
one I would like to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
To Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Mercilessly. Is a book
called...
Okay, where did you do that? It's a mercy. It's a mercy. Small Country. The book is Small Country by mm-hmm. Gil Faye.
Mm-hmm.
Gil Faye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it right. So the book is set in Burundi in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's told by a 10-year-old called Gabrielle,
yeah.
who is living in a well-to-do neighborhood in Bujumbura
mm-hmm.
with his French father and his Rwandese mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so mm-hmm. it's a very idyllic set childhood setting. He rides bikes,
mm-hmm.
he has a small sister, and he has a really nice life. And then war breaks out. So we all know of the conflict that took place in Burundi and Rwanda around the early 90s. And so I came into this book, into the picture,
mm-hmm.
reading this book with a lot of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for, this is I think my first book that I'm reading that's set in Burundi or written by a Burundian. Which again, that's a different discussion of why.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You know, there are so few books that I have access to, or that even
yeah.
we have access to.
Yeah,
from and Burundi is just a few kilometers from here.
Walking distance.
We'll get into that in another episode. So I came. I think I heaped a lot of expectation on the book myself, and so I'm gonna take a bit. The blame for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I expected a lot. I expected to see Burundi,
mm-hmm.
the life in the 90s. But from what you can see, that is an expat. So it's already not a everyday. It's not your average story of a Burundi childhood.
Yeah.
Again, in the 90s. So there's that. It's removed in
mm-hmm.
that sense
uh-huh.
of what I had in
okay.
my mind.
Yes.
Right? Secondly. The delivery, it read to me too linear, and there were no plot twists, there were no plot suggestions, there was very little that interested me to keep going, you know?
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10.
Yes, you know how in a composition you move from this happened and this happened and this happened, but if you leave it at this point, you don't feel compelled to go back.
Yeah.
So I think I would have given it a chance if it had been told in a much more interesting way, if the plot had kept me going.
Fair enough. Okay.
So I'm sorry, girl pie. You did a beautiful job.
And again, it's a beautiful
it's
cover.
Yeah. It's a boy jumping with a lot of energy and optimism and hope.
Mm.
Okay. But yeah, I'm sorry, guys. And you know, funny enough, sometimes when you pick a book and you've not read a certain author, you can go by the blurb or the recommendations of the people that have vouched for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at this book, it has blurbs from Nadifa Mohammed, who's written Black Mamba Boy, so Chigozi Obioma, Imbolo Bue. Mm. In Bolombue as well.
Oh,
so
right.
When you, I just feel like if all these great
so
people loved
like,
it,
they said it's been endorsed by such big names.
Yes. Why am I not like
it? Oh, it was a
wasteful. Am I the problem?
Yeah,
but yeah, it wasn't for me.
You know, I'm learning that, you know, expectations, just like in relationships, expectations can kill.
Oh yes, they can.
Oh yes,
and I guess that's the thing when you get into a book with certain expectations, and especially if they're high expectations, then does it reflect on you as the reader or the book itself?
Yeah.
Is it that you had this idea of a story in your head that you expected the book to deliver that specific story, or is it that the author did actually not deliver on what they had promised to do?
Yeah.
I think it's a very delicate balance when you have high expectations on a book, because at times it's actually the reader. And not the book.
True.
You went in with already a set.
Yeah.
A sort of a set mind.
Yes.
And I mean,
you set yourself up to be disappointed.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So, guys, those are our Marry, Kill and Kiss.
Mm-hmm. What would yours be?
Yes.
Please tell us.
Yeah, and if you've read any of these,
let us know if you agree or don't. If you feel Sheba was too harsh, which I think she was, but I'm not pointing fingers. But if you think comment, she was, do below. Comment.
Yeah.
No fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and catch us next time on Things Fall Together. Yeah, thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed listening to us and would like to join us in this conversation, please subscribe to the podcast Things Fall Together. The podcast is available on Anchor and all other listening platforms. You can also catch us on our YouTube channel at Things Fall Together and all our social media pages on Instagram and on Twitter at Things Fall Together Vodcast. Our Twitter handle is at TFT Podcast. Let's keep the conversation going and catch you all on the next episode.